It's Tuesday, November 23rd, and the Grammy nominations are in. Olivia Rodrigo's debut album, Sour, could be heading towards sweet victory at the 64th Grammy Awards. The 18-year-old singer was among the top nominees announced today. She's up for Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year for Driver's License, Album of the Year, and Best Pop Vocal Album, Sour. On Grammy night, Rodrigo will be 20 days shy of her 19th birthday. Notably, the Grammys are the first peer-voted awards for which Rodrigo has earned nominations. Rodrigo had a leading 7 nominations at this year's American Music Awards, but went home with only one, New Artist of the Year. At the MTV VMAs, she won half of the 6 categories in which she was nominated, Best New Artist and both Song and Push Performance of the Year for Driver's License. The top Canadian nominee is Justin Bieber, whose Justice is nominated for Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, and his track Anyone is up for Best Pop Solo Performance. Bieber's Peaches, featuring Daniel Caesar, who's also Canadian, and Givian, is up for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best R&B Performance, Best Music Video, and his Benny Blanco collaboration Lonely is nominated in the Best Pop Duo or Group Performance. Also repping Canada at the 64th Grammy Awards is Drake, whose Certified Lover Boy is up for Best Rap Album, and Way Too Sexy, his track featuring Future and Young Thug, is nominated for Best Rap Performance, as well as Caribou, whose You Can Do It is up for Best Dance Recording, and Alex Cuba, who's vying for Best Latin Pop Album with Mendo. Although The Weeknd took his name out of the running for Grammy consideration, he and Lil Baby got a nod for being on Kanye West's Hurricane, which is up for Best Melodic Rap Performance. Even though they had one of the biggest songs of the year with Butter, BTS managed to only get one nomination for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. It also wouldn't be a Grammys without Taylor Swift, and this year she is nominated for Album of the Year thanks to Evermore. Swift has collected 11 Grammys from 41 nominations since 2008. In 2010, at age 20, she became the youngest artist to win Album of the Year for Fearless, until Billie Eilish, at 18, took the title in 2020 for When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? The nominations reflect music that was released between September 1st, 2020 and September 30th, 2021. According to the Recording Academy, there were more than 22,000 submissions. The 64th Grammy Awards will be handed out on January 31st, 2022 at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. We've got all the nominations at iHeartRadio.ca/news. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for this story.